The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We go live to the White House. Karen Travers is joining us on the presidential transition. Karen, a lot of people wondering if it would happen. Didn't happen last time around, but it looks like Biden and Trump set to meet this week.
So they're going to meet on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the White House, an Oval Office meeting that President Biden has extended to President-elect Trump. The White House says that they have promised that there would be coordination between the two teams, that there would be a peaceful and orderly transition of power. You know, they're certainly sending a message that they want to do things differently than what happened 4 years ago when they were not given this same treatment by the outgoing Trump administration. They did not have an Oval Office meeting 4 years ago. Obviously, things are different. Then President Trump did not acknowledge at that point that he had lost that race in 2020. The White House says the president wants to talk to Trump about foreign and domestic policy issues during their sit down, including making the case for the United States not walking away from supporting Ukraine, something that many Republicans have been skeptical of. We heard from the National Security Advisor yesterday, Jake Sullivan, who said that the first and most important message from the president is a commitment to the peaceful transfer of power and a responsible handoff from one president to the next, which he said is the best tradition of this country and has been for the last 240 years. But then they're going to get deep into issues. The president wants to talk to him about what's been happening overseas and also talk to him about significant domestic issues and the challenges that will be waiting for him the second he takes office.
Karen, Trump also ruling out some folks from a role within his administration. Nikki Haley caught my eye because she was really the last holdout in the primary process. Big critic of Trump in the lead up and just recently came out and said she's endorsing Trump, or she was endorsing Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Is this kind of a you made your bed, now you have to sleep in it kind of thing from Trump?
You know, the way he frames it is like, thank you for endorsing me, but you will not be part of my administration. But I think you can read between the lines there. They both, if you include Nikki Haley and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, both endorsed him, but also critical of his leadership. Haley, of course, ran against him in the Republican primary. You know, one big thing, too, is they want to keep up U.S. support of Ukraine in the war against Russia. So perhaps that is a big thing. But they will not be returning to a Trump cabinet. The president-elect made that very clear that they will not be serving him in this second go round.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers joining us from the White House this morning as we take a look at the presidential transition.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.